USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Germany attending the Munich Security Conference. The Secretary of State says Western ideology is winning.
Well, let me give you an idea of what's real. The West is winning. Freedom and democracy are winning. And by that, I don't mean just geographical nations. The West doesn't define a space or a piece of real estate. It's any nation that adopts a model of respect for individual freedom, free enterprise, national sovereignty. They're part of this idea of the West.
The French health minister has announced the first coronavirus death in Europe. The 80-year-old patient was hospitalized since January 25th and was a Chinese tourist and died of a lung infection caused by the virus. The man was kept under strict isolation measures. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan in place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hundreds of Americans stranded in Japan on a quarantine cruise ship are set to be flown back to the United States. The government is preparing to evacuate all 380 Americans on board the Diamond Princess cruise ship that's been quarantined in Yokohama because of the coronavirus. Dozens of people on the ship tested positive for the virus earlier this month. The debate continues in Washington, D.C. over the sentencing of Roger Stone. Stone, a longtime friend of President Trump, was convicted for lying to Congress, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering. The Justice Department has overruled the 7-to-9-year sentence recommendation prosecutors have made in the case. Robert Ray is a former federal prosecutor. He tells Fox News the sentencing guidelines did seem a bit stiff.
The president has the absolute right to step into this, and for what it's worth, I happen to agree that the sentencing recommendation was too severe. So the president's right, the attorney general's right.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
As the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates focus their attention on Nevada, a powerful Las Vegas union has decided to stay out of the primary. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox explains.
The Culinary Union pulls a lot of weight in Nevada politics. The union declined to support any particular candidate in the upcoming Nevada caucuses. And while Union President Gioconda Argiello-Klein said they were encouraging union members to vote, they were laying out three key goals for their members to fight for.
One of our goals is one job to be enough. Second goal is to help protect the health care and have better health care for everybody. And the third goal is to have an immigration reform where we've been fighting for decades.
The decision not to endorse is a blow to the struggling Joe Biden campaign, who was counting on the heavily Latino union for support. The union has also criticized Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All plans as damaging the strong medical benefits the union enjoys. I'm Wyatt Cox.
And finally, NASA says an asteroid able to cause massive devastation will just miss Earth this weekend. Astronomers report the asteroid will be about 3.6 million miles away from the Earth early tomorrow morning as it passes by at 34,000 miles per hour. For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook. Please check us out at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.